If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from KALC right here, Denver, Colorado. From the beautiful Belco Studios, by the way, and on the Odyssey app. It is free. Free app for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast, which is a replay of the show. You can get that after 10 o'clock this morning. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jamie White.
Hi.
How are you?
Well, turn that down for a second, and I'll tell you.
All right.
And then turn me down up a little bit.
Okay, you're up. You're up right there. There you go.
Can you hear it? A little bit?
I heard a little bit of it.
Let me guess.
I was chime boarded last night. I was wind chime boarded last night. All night long.
Who's doing this to you?
Evil people. Evil people.
Really?
So here's the thing. I live on this corridor. Well, I call it a valley. They call it a wildlife corridor.
Yeah.
And so it's like a little valley where all the bears, the mountain lions, all of them live and roam and eat our neighbors. And so it's a lovely area that we keep like that. Anyway, and so when the wind gets just right, somehow, because these chimes never bother me, but last night it was so windy and it got just right and it swoops through that corridor and goes right into my window.
No kidding. And they're there all the time.
Yeah, and I never hear them. And yeah. So I didn't have my window open or anything, but sometimes I can hear the train, and the train is like 10 miles from my house. But sometimes when it comes through that corridor, wow. You can hear it just perfectly.
Oh, wow.
It's so weird.
So you were boarded last night.
I was chime boarded last night. Oh, my God. And so I even said to him, I said, listen, and so they asked me if they could put him up because we had a really big woodpecker problem. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I think it'll help, you know, everybody's neighbor. You know, everybody, if you put them up, so it won't bother me. And it never has until last night.
I had no idea that they stopped woodpeckers.
Same.
Yeah, they don't like them.
I'd never heard of that.
And they're like, what the hell? Nobody likes wind chimes, not even birds.
No. My brother, back in Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
He's got three on his front porch.
Oh, my God.
Three. You're boarded every time you go to his house.
Yeah, exactly.
And why? He has no woodpecker problem. Yeah. Nothing. He just likes chimes.
Oh, wow. But sometimes that one note is just,
it cuts through your soul.
I don't get it.
When Taya was married to Rob, Rob snuck out in the middle of the night and just cut with scissors the neighbor's wind chimes.
Now, it would be different if the wind played a little song for you.
Yeah, right?
But this is just chime, chime, chime over and over
it's
again.
It's just noise.
There's no rhythm or rhyme to it, right?
So anyway, that's how I am. I'm all a little sleep deprived because I was chime boarded.
Gotcha.
But it's Friday. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I'm a little sleep deprived too. My son got in town last night.
Oh, that's right.
So we were up a little bit later than normal. So
did you go to the steakhouse?
We did.
Yeah?
We went to the
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
Nice.
Yeah. He used to work there.
Oh, he did?
So I like to take him back to his old stomping ground.
It's like homecoming.
Oh, yeah. When he smells those rolls, man, the memories. He smells those rolls they bring out.
Yeah.
And he just starts talking about the good old days. We just sit there and reminisce over the rolls.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad he's in town.
My kids, they have a tendency to load up when they go to a restaurant where they know dad's paying.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I do notice that. Yeah. They don't hold back, you know? I mean, like Lee Harris, for example, does the night show here, right?
Yeah.
My oldest son. He ordered that bone-in steak. You know the one that's 6 inches thick?
Oh, yeah.
And it's about $78.
Oh, wow.
He loves that steak for some reason.
That's funny. I think that happens because my
don't you?
My kid, so, you know, we were at Red Rocks, right?
Yeah.
And our friend said, hey, you know, whatever you guys want, get off the menu. My kid, steak. Me, cheese quesadilla.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know what I got last night? Chicken fritters. I got chicken fritters. Yeah. And I'm looking across the table. He's got a steak the half the size of a cow. And I'm like, dude, you can't eat all that. Oh, it'll last 2 or 3 days, Dad.
Oh, nice. My friend told me he went out on a date with this girl, and she ordered her food. And then when she was getting ready to leave, she asked them to order something to go.
That's messed up.
So, because she knew he'd pay for it, so she ordered it to go for something, another entree.
Well,
gotta have lunch tomorrow.
Funny you should say that, because he made a phone call from the table.
No,
called his wife. Yeah, you need anything?
Oh my God!
She said no.
Wow, we are so taken advantage of financially from children.
Oh yeah, and then Austin, the kid that flew in from Los Angeles, he's sitting over here with steak and ribs, the combo platter. Well, my wife's got a steak. She knows the budget. I mean, I'm sorry. She's got a salad. She knows the budget.
Salad.
Yeah. She's got a salad, and I'm eating fritters. These two guys are just pigging out over here.
So what was your total bill?
$160.
Oh, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, $160. Yeah.
I was thinking like it was going to be, with one steak being $78, so you said, I was like, oh, this is going to be real.
Well, it knocked it off a lot with chicken fritters. You know, when I go out to dinner with somebody like that and I know they're going to pay for it, mm-hmm. I'm not like that at all. Are you?
Cheese quesadilla.
Yeah, I just get what, well, even if I'm not paying, I'm just saying that if I know somebody else is paying.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I still watch it.
That's what Ron was paying, and that's why I got cheese quesadilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, now that makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just don't think like that for some reason.
Me
some
either.
Some people do.
Oh, my kid did. He ordered the steak. So I have the same child as you.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right, today's a big day. Big tote bag bonanza happens today.
Yeah,
it's going to be huge today. Not only that, check out this coincidence. Today is Colorado's birthday.
It is.
We're celebrating with a big tote bag bonanza.
Happy birthday.
Is that crazy?
I'm not sure if I see
149th birthday.
I don't know if I see the correlation.
Oh, we're giving out the gifts.
Oh, right.
Birthday gifts.
Okay.
To people that live in Colorado.
Okay.
And listen to the BJ and Jimmy Morning Show.
Did you pull a muscle on that one?
No. Just couldn't find a lot to talk about today.
That one feels like a stretch.
That's my combo platter right there.
I got something to talk about
today. What?
I am hunk-worthy.
Ooh.
Hunk-worthy.
I'm hunk-worthy.
All right, hold on to that.
I will.
Hunk-worthy.
Wow. I'm so excited about this. Now, some will say it's sexual harassment. I don't care.
Bring it on. Right? Bring it on.
Yeah, as long as you're still hunk-worthy, you're like, okay.
That's a good thing. Hunk-worthy.
Hunk-worthy.
Oh, I thought you said Hulk.
No, honk.
Honk worthy.
Yeah, honk.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I've always thought you were honk worthy.
Oh, thanks.
Is that an insult?
Thanks.
No, that's a compliment,
no,
right?
Well,
you're honk worthy, Jamie.
Again, a lot of people think it's sexual harassment, but I'm like, at this point in life, I'm like, yeah.
Take it as a win.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Honk worthy.
Honk worthy.
Hashtag. I like that. Oh, man. It's going to be a great show today, folks. We got Tote Bag Bonanza, Colorado's birthday, Jamie's honk worthy.
That's a great
name. You're not going to get that anywhere else. No. Back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Friday, the Friday show. Friday and the weekend is almost here. Going to be partly cloudy, upper 80s for the weekend. So not bad at all. Summertime.
I felt so bad yesterday.
What?
Oh my gosh. So we got a little tiny storm. Not even soak worthy, but it did rain. And the striping team that's doing our new road.
Yeah.
It all ran.
No.
Oh my God.
How do you clean that up?
I don't know. It's dry now. This morning I was looking at it. I was like, oof, this is bad.
Oh, they got to redo
run.
It. Oh.
I don't know. Do you? And then how do you? Yeah, I don't know how you do that because.
I don't know. It's pain. I'm sure it's, you know, it's not damaging to the ecosystem, but.
Right. But I mean, it's beautiful black asphalt that they laid down, right?
Oh, I like beautiful black asphalt.
It's brutal.
And when you see it screwed up on day one,
and
you got to live with
you
it.
You should see the bike dude, the bike lane guy. He's all smeared. They use a lot of paint on him.
You would think in Colorado, I think we have, 300 days a year that it doesn't rain?
I know.
That we'd pick a day that it doesn't rain.
Exactly.
Well, I think what I did was, you know, nothing was happening. They didn't believe it because it hasn't happened for the last 2 days. And then the storm kind of fizzled out. And then out of nowhere, we got kind of like a microburst. And it just...
Yeah.
It rained.
Oh. Poor
guys. Yeah, it looked like it was a lot of rain. South of downtown.
It was way south. It was even Colorado Springs south.
Yeah, I went to the airport yesterday, and it looked very ominous. And by the time I got to the airport, turned around, picked up my kid, it was gone.
Yeah, the Mountain Wave weather guy said, if you wonder where your rain went, and they showed a picture of Colorado Springs and Monument, and it went there.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
All right. But I don't think we're going to get that for the weekend. So maybe they can do it over the weekend. Clear it up and repaint it. Do something. What do you have to do? Do you have to repaint the road black?
I don't know.
I think you almost have to, don't you?
Just start over. Start from scratch.
Yeah.
There's got to be a cleaner, right?
Every now and then you'll see a brand new road that's just laid down. And then you'll also see intermittently on that road, you'll see where tire tracks.
Yes.
Move the paint over, left tracks.
Yeah.
And you go, oh. Why couldn't they have waited till it dried?
My ex-boyfriend's kids, they had to go to like some kind of like summer camp for bad people or whatever.
Yeah.
Because an apartment complex had just poured their concrete and they drew penises in the wet concrete. Yeah.
Did you see that? Yeah. Yeah. Then you're off to bad boy camp.
Yeah. Yeah, they send
for
you
about
away.
30 days.
Yeah.
All right, let me explain what's coming up this morning with the tote bags, all right?
Okay.
I mean, today's the big day. I mean, it's all come to a head today because today is Tote Bag Bonanza. Spadell and Carson are going to be leaving the studio in the next hour or so. And at 7:15, we'll give you the exact location of the parking lot with over 100 bags to give away this morning.
So they're just going to be gone. You know what they're going to do?
What?
They're going to go, and then they're going to go to, like, McDonald's.
Yeah, breakfast.
Oh, I'm going to be one of those hourly employees that you see driving around just taking their time. I'm going to go 15 miles an hour.
I can't blame you. I can't blame you. I'd do the same thing.
Oh,
I'd be over at Danny's.
So it's just going to be BJ and I in the studio going, I don't have anything. You got anything? I don't know.
So 7:15 this morning, we'll give you the exact location, the parking lot to go to. And the first 50, 75 people, whatever it is, we'll get two bags each.
We should have done this on a Tuesday.
What?
Tote Bag Tuesday.
Tote Bag Tuesday. It's got a good ring to it.
Does it, right?
Yeah, you're only 3 days late with your idea,
I
Danny.
I know. Oh, well. It happens.
It's going to happen today. Yeah. And then they'll give away the bags. They'll zoom into the parking lot, give away the bags at 7:40 this morning.
Perfect.
So it's a big, big blowout here on Colorado's birthday.
Woo.
Oh, man, this is beautiful. I'm just excited.
So exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be big. Going to be big. I think we're going to have a lot of people show up this morning.
I think so, yeah. I think
it's going to be a big blowout. And I looked it up online. I did a Google search on this. There's never been a tote bag bonanza.
Whoa. We could be entered into the Guinness Book of World Records for the most tote bags given away in 5 minutes.
Yes.
I feel like you're kind of making fun of me.
No,
but
I'm telling you,
I Googled.
I know, and you've said that you've always wanted to be in Guinness Book of World Records.
Always.
This is your chance.
I guarantee there's not a record for this.
Why didn't we call a guy to give us the official thing?
I don't know.
Oh, shoot.
Spadell!
It's too late now.
Well, no, once it's done, once it's documented, you can turn it in.
They have to be there.
They got
to
be there?
A representative.
Do they have a local office?
I don't know.
I'll look it up.
Can you look it up and see if Larry can show up?
Because BJ would finally make it in.
We'll give him a bag if he'll just show up.
Bribery, that's good.
Yeah, I've always wanted to be in that book. I had it when I was a kid.
Their office is in London and New
BJ
York.
Bribery?
What? No. I always wanted to be in the book of World Records.
Yeah.
I had that when I was a kid, and I was mesmerized by it.
You know what, though? BJ has a point. Surely they don't have to have a representative. I know on TV we always say they have to have a representative or whatever, but there's so many entries in there. There's no way for each thing.
Mm-hmm. I've always heard it had to be documented.
Like biggest, I don't know, whatever.
I always thought the documentation was like the guy watching you do it, though.
Yeah,
well, we don't know.
It is, usually. But I mean, as I think about how big that book is, there's no way two offices can cover like the world.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take video just to make sure.
I mean,
it seems like there's one in each continent.
Yeah, what I'm saying is there's so many entries. That would be
from all over the world.
If somebody got in there with the world's longest fingernails, he wasn't there the whole time the fingernails grew.
Although I'm seeing that 6,050 people just signed a baseball for the most signatures on a baseball.
Was somebody there?
I don't know, but it's a gigantic baseball. It's not even real. Not even real size.
That shouldn't count.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, you should have, if you're going to put that into the Guinness Book of World Records, it's got to be a regulation baseball.
Exactly.
And then how many signatures, how miniature those signatures are, how many you can get on that baseball. Yeah, that would be the record. You can't blow up a baseball just for more signatures.
Well, they call them adjudicators.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you have
like an
to
official
have
name. Yeah.
Huh.
Well, we screwed it up, didn't we?
Well, this is a sad day.
Never been a tote bag bonanza before. And then we blew it.
Man.
The only one ever on Earth.
Well,
we gave it a shot, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
All right, we'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Lyme disease is from ticks, correct?
Yes.
Is that right? Yeah.
I think mosquitoes, too.
Is it?
I think you can.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake, JT, has announced he has Lyme disease. Here is the report. Number one, please.
Justin Timberlake says he's battling Lyme disease just a day after finishing up his world tour. He calls the illness relentlessly debilitating. Lyme disease is spread through ticks and causes rashes and muscle weakness. He's not the only star with the disease. Remember Shania Twain, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne have all shared their stories too.
You know, one time at band camp, so my nephew's side-by-side, we were in Missouri, and his side-by-side got a flat tire. So he had chewing gum, and then he's asking me to pull leaves, and so he had an air compressor on there, but he didn't have a way to plug it. It was a pretty big tear. So we got together all these leaves, chewing gum, and then I just sat there and waited, and about 800 ticks just crawled all over me.
No kidding.
I was in a bed of them, and they were little bitty baby ones.
Wow.
All over my legs.
They're like, nasty, too.
They are.
Little
they are.
Varmints. You can't kill them either. You have to burn them.
You have to burn them.
Burn them.
Yeah, so I always think, like, I wonder if I have Lyme disease. Yeah. All the time. I'm like, because you know one got somewhere. Because there were hundreds of babies. All it was crazy. But I don't see that mosquitoes cause it. It just looks like it's
just says ticks.
Just ticks, yeah. So so that's his out, I guess, right?
Well,
that's his, yeah.
What we're all figuring. Yeah, I'm with you, Jamie. I've not seen this a lot. I did see it a couple of times yesterday. How convenient. JT, you've been in the news. You've not been performing, man. You can't dance. Lyme disease. I think you can still dance with Lyme disease. There's a lot of speculation out there that this is just, it's kind of an excuse, we'll say.
Well, it does seem to be a go-to when people are having issues.
I agree. You know what I mean? I agree. Not that he doesn't have it.
He probably has.
We're not saying that. A tick might have crawled up his shorts. We don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know, but it just seems a little suspicious.
And I mean, I'm guessing it's easy to detect because it's a bacterial, right, infection.
Yeah, they say, though, I was reading on that Lyme disease, you know, everybody had a feed on it yesterday, that you can get bitten and not even have symptoms for years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Years.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I don't know. It's just weird.
So one of the more famous ones, you guys won't know it, but Yolanda, she was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and she was married to David Foster before he married that really young girl, the singer.
Oh,
it doesn't matter. Anyway, so Yolanda was married to him, and he and she was sleeping all the time, just sleeping.
Was it because of Lyme disease?
It was. Yep.
Yeah, Catherine McPhee. Yeah.
Makes you tired, I guess.
Could be because
a little fatigue. Can't finish a song. The crowd has to do it for you.
Could be that's because your husband is you know, stooping somebody that's 30 years younger than you.
Yeah.
And 50 years younger than him. So that could have been. I don't know. All right. So, yeah, it says Lyme disease is actually an acronym for the rich and famous. I know. It is a go-to. You're right. I mean, they're not wrong. It's kind of a...
It looked suspicious when I saw it yesterday.
Yeah. So... I hope he gets better.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You know what we should do? We were talking about the Guinness Book of World Records. Make him the world's biggest get well card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ship it right to it.
Yeah, those are popular.
I'm sure he'd put it in his living room.
I bet he would.
Yeah, all the fans.
Yeah, get well soon, Justin. him with the microphone on the ground. Yeah, it's just an idea. All right, let's see here. What's the deal? What's this story about Cortland Sutton?
So he signed that new contract earlier in the week, right? And someone asked him what his first big purchase would be with his new contract. And then he says he's going to save the money, but then he starts saying that he's a big Amazon guy. And he kind of realizes, like, oh, I'm talking about Amazon, but the Waltons own my team.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. Okay, here it is.
To be honest with you, no, I don't really have anything in mind. I'm a big saver, so it's going straight to my financial advisor. And her and I can have a great conversation about where it's going to be going in some of these, in this market. So, joke with my friends, I'm like, the thing that I do like to do is Amazon. I'm a big Amazon guy.
Okay. It's fair. But
I will go in there and get some, you know, Walmart, you know, pick it up at the crib type things. I got to, you know.
It did hit him, didn't it?
Yeah. He's like, what am I saying?
Yeah, he realized.
Yeah, he's like, oh, no. Oh, God. Yeah, I meant Walmart. I love it. I love it. I'm going to go into Walmart. That's what I'm going to do. That's pretty funny. By the way, speaking of which, it looks like we're getting a new stadium, you guys. There's definitely stadium talk. It was the mayor, right, that kind of let it. Well, he did an interview, and he kind of said, like, hey, maybe you have audio of that, do you?
No, he was looking for it, but we'll find it.
Okay, well, he has to leave soon. I hope he finds it soon.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway, the mayor said, what's that area? It's that, it's a weird...
The Burnham Rail Yard.
Yeah, the rail yard. Did you see a lot of people are mad about that because they say that it's a historic site? But it's never been deemed historic. I guess it was one of the first women's, like, shower/bathroom areas when women were finally allowed to work in steel. So that was one area that they built just for women. It's like a common area because women hadn't worked in steel and all that stuff. And so that was kind of cool. And then the other area was they fixed rail cars in another area. And then the other one had chemicals, and they did all kinds of chemicals and lubes and stuff in that one. So I'm not sure if it's historic. I mean...
Well, they've done nothing with it to make it historic as far as, you know, making it a tourist trap.
Yeah.
When you fly to Denver, you got to go see the rail yards.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like that's on the radar anywhere. So
I've lived here my
know.
Whole life. I didn't even know it existed until it became an issue right now for the stadium.
Because no one talks about it.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm with
you. Well, it's never been designated.
Yeah. That's
you got to designate it. You got to build something. You got to put up monuments. You got to do things, you know?
Things were not done, especially with lube.
You blew it. You blew it.
The chemical plant lube area was not dedicated to anybody. Yeah, so, you know, but people will bitch about anything. I think it's exciting. I think it's a great place. I would buy property downtown if I was you. Oh, I'm sorry, what? You know what's funny is that Kylie is my realtor, and I was like, all right, let's look downtown because this is going to be a huge deal. And then as soon as we started looking, three people were shot, and that was cool. I was like,
yeah, let me make you back up and think about it.
I sent her the article. I was like, so rethinking. Yeah, revisiting this one. All right, let's see. Was there anything else? Not right. Well, there is, but I'll tell you later. All right, there you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Never in the history of radio or in the world has the tote bag bonanza ever happened. That's crazy, isn't it?
It is so crazy.
25 minutes away. We'll give you the location of where you can go. Mitch Medill and Carson will meet you there with bags, 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 and more bags, man. We got bags. And we'll give them away this morning. It is a Friday. The weekend's almost here. I got to play golf a couple of times this weekend.
Nice.
Playing a couple of tournament things, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
I guess there's a rumor just now hitting the streets that Lionel Richie is dead, but he's not.
Lionel Richie.
He's not.
Man, I got to tell you, Lionel Richie, now, I don't know if he's dead or not, but that guy looks good for his age.
He sure does.
Incredible.
I got to tell you, man, what is he, like 78, 80 years old?
76.
76?
Yeah.
Take a look at him. He looks younger than me.
Well, he's had a lot of plastic surgery, you can tell.
Oh.
Yeah.
He cheated.
His face doesn't move.
So he cheated?
Yeah.
He cheated?
Yeah, that's not black don't crack. That's plastic surgery.
All right. So it was announced yesterday that presidential fitness test is back in schools. Kids have to pass the test. You remember that one?
In case you don't know what a presidential fitness test was, it was a long time ago. They brought it out. And you had to do like, I don't know. What do you remember from it? Like the pegboard, right?
I remember nothing.
Yep.
You don't?
I remember that we had, it was required that we had to do like, you know, the push-ups and run. We had to run under a certain time. But nothing happened if you couldn't.
Carson and I remember.
That's
the,
all I remember.
Carson and I remember the pegboard because that's where we failed.
How did that work?
So there's a big board with holes in it, and you have two pegs.
It's like wall climbing.
Yeah, but with pegs in your hand.
Yeah.
And you had to go up the wall.
And move the pegs up to a new hole. And,
right.
Yeah.
So gotcha. At any time, your whole weight is on one arm.
Exactly.
Now, are you being timed and you have to do it under a certain time limit or you just have to do it?
You just have to do it. And the 1 mile run, that was timed. I remember the
1 mile run. Oh, the
1 mile
run was, yeah.
Yeah, so. I remember the run. We had the run with push-ups, jumping jacks. But I don't think we could afford a pegboard.
I think this is kind of a dumb idea. Obviously, the president doesn't realize that most of the school systems are cut now, and these gym teachers don't have time for this.
Here's the report.
The Fitness Gram Pacer Test is a multi-stage aerobic capacity test that progressively gets more difficult.
This guy doesn't even sound healthy.
I know, right? It sounds like he smokes.
As it continues. The 20-meter pacer test will begin in 30 seconds. Line up at the start.
All right, enough of that.
Doesn't he sound like, so anyway, everybody line up at the line. We're going to go ahead and, run.
My first thought when I heard this yesterday was, you should wait for a president to be in office that's physically fit before you do this.
Instead of the McDonald's
That's
dude.
The first Makes thing sense. I swear. And I like Trump. I got no problem with it, okay? I'm a Republican. But you should probably wait and have a president that can actually run.
Instead
can
of
actually
Big Macs for everybody?
Yeah. Does that make sense?
It does,
it just didn't seem to fit for some reason.
It doesn't.
You know, and I'm just being honest. That's the way I felt about it when I saw it. Did you see the new grading system proposed?
Well, first of all, let me just finish my thought on this one. The only thing that gym should include, the only thing is parachute time.
What's parachute time?
Oh, are you
come
kidding me?
On.
No.
Parachute
come
time?
On.
No, I missed all this.
Oh, my God. The best event on the planet. You got the big parachute.
Yeah.
Everybody had to circle around
the
parachute.
We all got handles.
Yep. And then we lift it up, and then we got to go under it.
And it's like a cave.
It's so great. I love parachute time.
Little Debbie's doing it right now in her gym class.
Is she really?
And they play with the parachute all the time.
Oh, I wish we had a parachute. Damn it.
Yeah.
I miss out on all the fun stuff.
One kid will stand in the middle, and you just spin them around.
Yes, it's the best thing ever. You don't want to do anything else
I've
in gym class
it.
But parachute time.
No kidding.
It rocks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll put that on the test.
Maybe they will.
Maybe so. Maybe so.
Fantastic. Anyway, the grading system.
There's a new grading system. Have you seen this?
I saw it, yeah.
Kind of makes me mad. Because I used to get in trouble for having C's and D's on my report card.
Yeah, well, now
you
get what, a B?
Well, now I could have what's equivalent to an F and I wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, F right now, to get
it's
an
zero
F.
0 to 41, I think.
0 to 24.
24.
0 to 24. If you get a 25, let's say, you get a D.
Yeah.
On a test. 25. Are you kidding me? That's dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah.
Okay. A is now 84 to 100. B
is
64.
Really, that's crazy.
That's really irritating to the A kids because 84% should not ever be an A.
Exactly.
Ever.
It's unfair, isn't it?
It is.
Well, even the B. Look at the B. B is 64 to 84.
Well, and then you have the AP kids that are weighted, right? So they're not even going to try.
No.
They're going to be like, forget it.
There's no point.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is implemented or it's going to be implemented. They just put it out yesterday.
It's going to make mediocre kids because they're not going to try because they know that they're going to be a B kid or an A kid.
It's
right?
A participation trophy.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Can get below a 50. Below a 50 and easily pass.
That's crazy.
Because a 44 is a C.
Yeah.
Isn't that ridiculous?
It really is.
Who comes up with this stuff?
Listen, I don't know. Between that and the fitness test, I'm angry now.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you two tote bags.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll autograph them for you.
Oh, wow.
That'll help you. That'll make your day.
Are you going to autograph these that they're giving away today?
No.
No.
No, I didn't have enough time.
Oh, all right.
It's like 150 of them. I don't have enough time. All right, well, name the location in 15 minutes. 15 minutes, we'll give you the exact location so you can get there. We want everybody to be safe, okay? So that's why we give it ahead of time. And then they'll be there by 7:40 to hand out the bags. Two bags per person this morning at the location, 7:40. So it's going to happen in 40 minutes. So stand by
Perfect.
For that. All right. Coming up. on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, here on a Friday with the weekend dead ahead. Now, Jamie mentioned this when she first came in, so I've been waiting for this. I've been saving this till 7 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
You got tote bags in the 7 o'clock hour, and you've got this at the 7 o'clock hour. We're hitting a home run today, folks.
Right. All right.
Now, I wrote down these terms.
Okay.
And I can't remember the one you used, but listen. Honk worthy.
Yep.
Honk material.
Uh-huh.
Or honk bait.
I used honk worthy.
Honk worthy.
Yeah, because I am worthy of the worthy of the honk.
Well, I've been sitting over here writing down all my honk phrases.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And so I wanted to make sure I got it right.
Right, but it's a backside honk, not a frontside honk.
Oh.
Well, I'm disappointed now. I wanted frontside honking.
No, we got backside honking.
Oh, can't we have some frontside honking?
No, it wasn't that obvious.
What happened?
Okay, so I know this guy, right? And he's really funny, and we give each other a lot of crap. He's a good-looking guy, smart, whatever, all that stuff. But he's really funny. And we literally just are... Like, we just jab each other, okay, when we see each other. And it's a pretty funny relationship. So anyway, so he's at this place, and I'm at this place, right? And so we're just talking, blah, 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 blah. And I hadn't seen him for quite a while because I'd gone to Hawaii, right? So I hadn't seen him forever. So I see him and blah, blah, blah. And he hugs me. And when he hugs me, he grabs both my ass cheeks.
Wow.
And I hit him as hard as I could.
Just went straight for it.
What a move. What a move.
I was like, dude, and I hit him like hard. I was like, what are you thinking? And he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, literally, what are you thinking?
Yeah.
I mean,
wow.
You don't do that. Like, we don't have that kind of relationship. We're funny to each other, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's like bright red. He's mortified. And I was like, what? What?
How did he explain it, though? Is it just an instant reaction that he had?
He didn't say anything.
Maybe it's like, a height difference? Is there something going on here? He thought he had his hands on your back and it was your butt.
No, he did a squeeze.
Oh.
No, he squeezed.
So it's intentional.
Yes, he hugged and then he went... And then when I hit him, and then he like turned red, and I was like, "What are you thinking?" And he's like, "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry." And then you know we left.
He's groping. It's not even a honk. And it's then, groping.
Then he left, and then everybody's like, "Oh my God, whatever." I was like, "It's fine, you guys." And then I start. We were all hanging out, and I was like, "You know what? You guys think about it." I said, "Think about it, like." You have to be honk worthy.
Yeah, you
right?
do.
Right?
Like,
BJ's grandma.
Yeah.
Nobody would honk her.
No. No. Nobody's going to honk Granny. No.
It doesn't even go through your brain.
Right.
That's even a possibility.
And the people on my 600-pound life. Not honk worthy. You never were going
to. No,
if
no.
somebody's all 600
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, it is a compliment
is
in
a
way.
Right?
In a way, it's a compliment, but in a way, it's not.
I mean, a lot of people would see it as sexual harassment and groping and all that. I see it as a compliment. I'm honk worthy. Yay!
You had to think about it, though, because the first reaction was you smacked the crap out of him.
Yeah.
Right?
I did. Yeah.
So you had to think about it and go, oh, maybe I shouldn't have hit him. That's pretty cool that I'm honk worthy.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He's worth a lot of money, and he's in... business, like in good business. And I'm like, you don't want to be doing that because you don't know if I'm litigious.
Take me next time. He can honk me. He's worth a lot of money.
He is worth a lot
honk
of money.
Honk me.
Because that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess he knows it's me and not, you know, who cares?
But still, any little thing, any accusation could take you down so
fast. Yeah, so
fast.
And you don't know. I mean, he doesn't know me, really. And so, I mean, mm-hmm. I could be sitting on $1 million right now.
I am currently calling Berg Simpson. I want to be a piece of this.
Okay,
no, I feel like that if I'm your partner on the radio, I've got some say-so with this. You are not allowed to be honking my co-partner.
Well, you're not allowed. I mean, and he did, he apologized so hard and like felt, I could, what are you doing? Why are you holding the phone up?
Is this Berg or Simpson? Which one are you guys?
Are you really pretending to call?
Yeah.
With the phone up to your ear?
I got a lawsuit, pal.
You don't have to go this far. Nobody can
Jamie
see you.
Jamie got honked.
You guys, he has the phone up to his ear. See,
he's going for, I mean.
Nobody can see you.
He's going
I'm an actor.
It.
I'm an actor, folks. There's certain things in life you can't stop.
Yeah.
When the acting kicks in, it kicks in.
But I mean, right. Obviously, don't ever honk a woman. You know, it's sexual harassment. But I feel like he was like, oh my, because he had had cocktails.
You know,
and I think, and it was in the, it's in the evening, it's cocktail hour. I think he just wasn't thinking. But I took it a different way. Honk worthy, right?
Well,
here.
Well, honk worthy, good. But I don't know if I would ever pull.
You wouldn't
do something
you
like
wouldn't.
That.
No, you wouldn't.
That
no.
would be
no. Nobody would.
Well, no, that's why I'm saying it just baffles me that he would even think that that's even fair to do.
Well,
to,
it's not
right to do.
It's
you know,
not right it makes to no do. Sense. It's everything about it is wrong. No, yeah. I'm agreeing with you. Everything is about it is wrong. I think he just had a cocktails creepy. Or 12, and I think and I think it was, you know, it was early evening, and he was feeling his oats, I guess, as they say, and
feeling your oats,
and he was like honk honk.
Yeah,
I don't even know what feeling your oats means, but he was feeling my ass.
I don't know. I think oats has something to do with horses back in the day. I don't know what the heck that means.
I don't know, but it was. Now we're changing it to ass.
Oh man.
Filling is. I don't know. Anyway,
coming up next, we'll give you the location. The location where the bags are going to be this morning. Tote bags. Spadil and Carson getting ready to leave the radio station. They'll be in the Alice van, and they will be in a parking lot. We'll give the location of the exact place that you can go to get your bags this morning while supplies last. We'll do it next.
BJ and Jamie.
They have left the building.
Wait, where's your
Carson
thing? Where's
Spadil
your thing?
Has yeah. left the... Oh, yeah. Hang on a second.
We got a thing.
Yeah, I'm getting caught off guard over here because...
Why?
Oh, it's just a busy day.
Oh,
busy
okay.
Day,
all right,
man.
Gotcha.
I'm telling you right now. All right, let me play this real quick. Hello, let me play this real
sure.
quick.
Sure, yep.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
This morning it's a bonanza, though.
It's crazy.
It's a big one. It's a big one.
It's wall-to-wall bags.
The boys have left the building. They're in the vehicle. They've got the bags ready to disperse this morning. Here's where they're headed. River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center off of Santa Fe. You know where the River Point is there?
Nope.
It's right behind the Texas Roadhouse. There's also a movie theater in that complex. There's Buffalo Wild Wings. There's a Chili's. It's a big area. It's called River Point, the River Point off of Sheridan, and it's the shopping center there.
Wait, I thought you saw it was off of Santa Fe.
It's off both.
Oh, okay.
One direction you come off of Sheridan.
Okay.
The other direction you come from Santa Fe, and I think there's even an entrance to that place. That's why I like this place, because it's got four different places
nice.
You can come in from. Okay. One's off Federal, too.
Oh, wow.
So you can get in there from any direction that you're in that vicinity this morning.
Okay.
They'll be there with over 100 bags to give away. We've been trying to disperse these things on the air. People have been begging for them, but you just can't. You can't give away, you know, 100 at a time on air.
Right.
So we have to do a blowout.
Oh, and this is our official Friday blowout.
And plus, it's Colorado's birthday today.
Will you play that thing again just to add some legs to it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
That really delivers it right there. That is some production elements.
This might be the best day of broadcasting I've ever had.
It is a day.
It's big.
It is a day.
Big. The River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center. Just off of Santa Fe, right behind that Chili's.
When will they be there?
In about 15 minutes.
Oh, so people will be waiting for them?
Sure.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Spadil's a little weird, guys, when you see him.
Oh, my God. Don't say. No, he's not.
Don't try to hold a conversation with him.
He's
just
fine.
Grab your bags
he
and go.
He is a lovable soul. He is.
He's creepy.
No, he... BJ
now,
Harris.
Now, I will tell you.
You're creepy.
I will tell you that Carson, he's a brilliant young man, okay?
Why are you
so he's worth talking to.
Spadil, I know you're listening to the show. You're a handsome devil, and you're a great guy. So
that's a stretch. Oh, boy.
Look at you. Who are you to even say anything?
I love Spadil. I'm just honest with him. That's all. He's a good kid, though. He tries hard.
Needs
to get his own place, though.
Why did this go?
Move out. Okay, back to the
focus.
Back.
Focus.
Back.
You know what? If I was your boss, you know what I'd say?
Here.
Focus.
All right.
Focus.
JB, I'll reset. I'll reset this.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Boys, they're headed to the river. River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center, just off of Santa Fe, right there behind that Chili's. They will be there in minutes.
BJ and Jamie.
The River Point at Sheridan Shopping Center, off of Santa Fe, near the Chili's. There's a Golden Corral, Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm getting hungry talking about it. But man, all kinds of stuff there. Big parking lot. You can come in from 285, come in off of Federal, back down that back way where the golf place is. You can come in from Santa Fe, but it's a huge parking lot.
Yeah, there. I don't even know where it is, to be honest with you. I have no clue. I'm probably driven by
you
it,
would.
Seen it, whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. It's well, fun. A lot of it sits off the road there because there's a big Target there, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. All right, I'm waiting on. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Carson.
Hey.
The boys are en route.
Yeah.
You guys are on your way, right?
Yeah, and I actually think we have a couple cars following us.
Uh-oh. See if you can ditch them.
They were honking at me.
Oh.
I think we've been identified.
Straggler.
No, it's a parade.
It's a parade. I like it. Hey, tell Schmidel I'm sorry.
Why don't you talk to him? Will you hand your phone to Schmidel?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Schmidel.
What's up?
I'm sorry.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. I mean, if you were here, it wouldn't seem so bad calling you creepy to your face.
Oh, my God.
But since you're in the car listening and you can't fight back, it just doesn't seem fair.
Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to say right now that Schmidel is going to be at River Point, and he's a very single man,
yep.
Right? And
yep.
And he's a good guy. He's smart.
Yep.
He's good looking.
Yep.
He's fit.
Just look for the guy in the OnlyFans t-shirt. No, that's funny. You got to admit, that was pretty funny. I mean, it made you look creepy, but it's funny. Oh,
I mean, I do have that OnlyFans shirt, so.
I gave you one for Christmas. Why don't you ever wear that?
I don't know.
Obvious reasons, I guess.
Walking around with it in public, yeah.
Okay.
You love that shirt.
Okay, can you focus? Can you give the phone back?
You're
to
the
Carson?
One who said give the phone to Schmidel. That's why it goes this way, Jamie. If you had not said, this is your fault. I was going to apologize through Carson to Schmidel.
I know, but I just thought it'd be more, you know, and then you went OnlyFans and then it went to hell.
I'm sorry, Schmidel.
Okay.
All right. Still love you.
Focus. Thank you. Focus.
Yeah.
Right, give
it
the
is
phone
weird
back to
having that shirt, though.
You're the one that got him the shirt.
I know, but it's weird that he accepted it.
He's not even wearing it.
All right, he won't even wear it.
All right,
sorry.
So you're the creepy one in this story.
Carson. Carson.
Yeah.
What are you thinking? ETA, man.
ETA, it said... I don't know, probably like 5 minutes.
Uh-oh. 5 minutes. Uh-oh.
5 minutes.
All hell is about to break loose, folks. You got any more in the parade there? You got any more people?
I got like five cars in back of me right
now. Oh, that's great.
And I know they're following me because I'm going a little slow because we're in the vehicle. Yeah. They haven't passed me, so.
It's a parade, I tell you.
This is great.
Well, wait,
if you're following
Carson on purpose, honk your horn.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you're sitting in the parking lot right now waiting on them to get there, go ahead and call us.
Yeah.
303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423. Oh, go ahead and call. I'll pick up the line real quick here while we wait on them to get there.
All right.
I mean, we could play, Anxious or something right now, but...
Anxious, or obnoxious. It's called anxiety.
Oh, anxiety.
Oh, my God. Someone just honked.
Somebody honked.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he has been found.
They're on our tail.
They're on our tail. Good.
Oh, no. They honked. That means they are following him. Oh, no.
It's a Subaru. Plate number 55.
Hey. You can't give out plate numbers, Carson. That's trouble. All right, I'm going to play one song here.
Oh,
okay, one song. Okay. Right. And we'll be coming back to you guys because you should be in the vicinity.
The Subaru just texted, yes, I'm part of the parade. Oh, my God, this is so funny. We have a parade.
On our way to the destination. All right, one more time. The River Point. It's over there off Santa Fe and Hampden. A lot of streets there, so there's a lot. But you know where it's at. It's that big, big parking lot. Target's there. You got the Golden Corral right behind Texas Roadhouse, Chili's, all those restaurants there. None of them are open, so we've got plenty of room there. So get there if you want a bag. It's first come, first serve, and we've got over, I think, about 150 bags to give away.
Yeah, but when they're gone, they're gone.
They're gone. Yeah. They're gone. Don't be angry, okay? All right, we'll get back to the guys in the parking lot. We'll do it next. It's the big... bonanza, blowout, whatever you want to call it, tote bag. It's happening now on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Boys are almost there. Hey, Carson, can you call us?
Yeah, we should have just put him on hold.
Go ahead and call us if you get a chance.
And we're all having technical issues. BJ and I can't figure out how to put people on the air. We can't even
I can get him on the air. I can't talk to him off air.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. I can get him on the air okay. when you call, but I can't put him to the side here and talk to him off the air.
We've been practicing, yeah. working with it. So, but that happened to us yesterday, even when Schmidl and Carson were here. Nobody can figure it out.
I don't know what's going on here. All this newfangled equipment, man.
I tell you what, kids these days.
We have the bags to give away. This is the BJ and Jamie tote bag, the bag for grocery stores. We'll give you a couple of those. If you're in the parking lot of the River Point this morning, and the boys will be there any moment now. Oh, here they are. In fact, let's see if they're here. Carson.
Road. Hey.
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
We're in the parking lot. We're trying to find a good location here.
Okay. All right. You still got cars there?
Yeah, I got two bogeys. Oh, my God. People are honking at us. Oh, my God. People are waiting. Oh, my God.
It's full over right here.
Okay.
Somebody said they just counted seven cars there.
You're just bait.
They're literally. I mean, these people are just.
And then somebody just called and said there's 27 cars there.
Yeah, they're messing with us. I tell you what's going on here is that parking lot is so huge. It covers like a half a mile.
Does it?
Yeah, okay. It's huge.
All right.
So you could be at any location because you don't know exactly where they're going to be.
Where he's going to
stop. So you got to wait for the vehicle to get there. Gotcha. Then when you see the vehicle, you all just merge to that area because it's so big.
You get a bit.
All right, it's swarming.
What's
here,
up, guys? What's up?
Oh yeah,
it's swarming.
They're waiting. They're waiting on to see the vehicle so they can get to you.
Stopped?
Hey, I need you guys to scream. We love BJ and Jamie.
We love
BJ and Jamie.
Oh no, the phone went out.
Oh no,
on the screen.
Oh, no. He didn't pay his bill.
Your phone went out on the screen.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna take you off. Here's a bag for you.
Here's a
you
bag for you. Oh, there we go. All right, River Point parking lot. You just have to find them there.
We're right behind the Chili's. We're right behind the Chili's.
Okay.
He sounds stressed out a little bit.
Yeah, you do. You do. Is Fidel working his butt off?
We're being swarmed right now. Someone brought their dog.
Give the dog a bag.
Thank you, Love you guys. Thank you, guys. Oh, my gosh. I love it.
All right.
No joke. We got like 20 people just waiting for us. You're welcome, guys.
that phone is making me crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. Doesn't he endorse Verizon or somebody?
I don't know.
You're welcome. All right, can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Just don't move that arm. Don't move that arm.
Right
every other arm move, but not that arm.
Yeah. Sometimes you sound like you got a bag over your head. All right.
Someone said he's trying to strike and he stopped to get a bag.
Oh, they're on strike and they stopped to get a bag.
Yeah.
What are they striking for?
I think he's painting the lines in the parking lot and said they're on strike right now. I don't know.
Thank you.
Carson, are you drunk?
No, I kid you not. This guy's literally painting the lines in the parking lot and he said he's striking.
So he's painting a parking lot, but they just went on strike?
Yeah, he was like, I had to take a break from striking because I needed to get a bag. I'm like, what?
Striping.
Striping or striking on
strike? No. He's on strike, but apparently they do the lines. He's like riding this little this stripe painting mower thing.
Terrible striker if you're still working.
Well, if you're striping and striking, it's confusing.
Now he's painting the lines.
Well, but then he's not striking.
No, he must be striping. But he said, I could have sworn he said striking.
Yeah, thank you.
He's striping.
Yeah, he heard it wrong. he heard it wrong.
Oh my God.
And I believed
him.
Well,
you can't be working and striking at the same time. That didn't even make sense.
Bye, guys.
Oh, man. All right, go ahead. By the way, somebody says Schmidl is so handsome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I wonder who that dude is.
Wait, what'd she say about me?
I know it's so
So we just had Alyssa pull up, and she's like, I've been listening to Jamie since back in 96. So.
Oh, my God. Wow. That makes me 72 years old. Wow. That makes me 72 years old.
Bye. Think about that,
right?
A little much.
I'm like, it doesn't, if I do the math, am I like 80 now?
Yeah, I think so.
There's no way.
All right, there they are. They've got the bags to give away. Over 100 bags. They'll pass them out as long as they last. If you want a bag, get over to River Point. River Point parking lot behind the Chili's.
I listen every morning.
Yeah, no, we're right behind the Chili's. Come on by.
Yeah, right. Hey, go with the guy that's striking on striping.
I will, I will.
Hold on, I'm
going to
wait. One of you guys.
Do
you have one arm?
Yep. All right. And make sure Spadil knows that some dude thinks he's really handsome.
Yeah. And tell the lady, right, thanks for making me sound like I'm 85 years old.
You got it.
All right, guys, keep passing out the bags. We'll get back to you in a little while.
All right, we still got some, so if you're listening, come on down.
Yep, there you go.
Right.
EJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Jeez. What a Charlie Foxtrot we are.
Oh, my God.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Somebody said, how did Carson get that so wrong? I agree with BJ. If somebody is striking, they're not on a vehicle striping.
Yeah. It didn't even add up.
That I'm on strike, but he's, I'm striping.
You know what it is? He's caught up in the bag moment.
He really is.
He wasn't thinking. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sitting here doing nothing, so I can figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
See, he's all busy, so I got to give the guy a break, you know?
Man. Let's see here. Man, that Spadil is a muscular man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Son Ralph.
Yeah. Somebody said, I can't get my semi in there.
What?
That's what he said. Oh, my God. All right. It's Friday. It's Friday. All right. River Point. That's where the boys are. Okay. Did you guys see that guy at the airport who tried to take the golf cart on the escalator?
Yeah.
What?
In Wyoming.
Yeah.
Normally, you get something like that in Florida, New York, you know, crazy places.
No, it says Buffalo, Niagara International.
This one said Wyoming.
He's from Wyoming.
Oh.
Yeah, he's from Wyoming. Yep.
Okay.
So this guy was at the Buffalo airport, right? And he, you know those golf carts that hold like six people, right? They're the really long ones. They're like the limos of golf carts.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, he is drunk. I mean, wasted. And I guess somebody left the key in one. So the walk, it's like a, what do you call that thing? And not an escalator because those go up and down. Like the walk-a-later, right? So he takes his golf cart on the walk-a-later, which is not the right word, and it won't fit. So he's high-sided on one side, and he's driving along the glass panes, and they're breaking against those tires all the way down the walk-a-later.
They're chasing him.
Yeah, it's so
Hey, dude,
ridiculous.
Stop! He's on that moving sidewalk.
That's why I called it the walk-a-later.
Yeah.
But moving sidewalk is the correct term.
Yeah.
But I was trying to look for that term, and that would have been great about 5 minutes ago when I was asking you what it was called.
Moving sidewalk, yeah.
But you're reading text, so.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to keep everything in pace here, man. I mean, this is a big day with the bags.
Justin Timberlake has announced that, he has Lyme disease. Here's the news report. Number one, please.
Justin Timberlake says he's battling Lyme disease just a day after finishing up his world tour. He calls the illness relentlessly debilitating. Lyme disease is spread through ticks and causes rashes and muscle weakness. He's not the only star with the disease. Remember Shania Twain, Justin Bieber, Avril Lavigne have all shared their stories, too.
So
you know, and we find it suspicious, and that's because he's been in the news a lot in the last 2 weeks. The guy's doing these concerts. He halfway through does the shows. He's lip syncing, and when he is singing, he stops, lets the crowd sing the entire song, and his dancing's terrible. And every symptom with Lyme disease fits what's going on in the show. So it could be the case that the Lyme disease is the problem.
He's just tired. He has a headache. All the symptoms are you're exhausted. You have headaches. You have aches and pains. Yep. Your joints hurt. Hell, it sounds like me.
Yeah.
I might have it.
We all do.
I think.
Our whole show has that.
Oh, my God.
But see, here's what doesn't make sense. The Lyme disease comes the day after the word is he's reaching out to NSYNC to get together for Vegas.
Yeah.
None of that adds up.
It really doesn't. It doesn't add up. But it comes to me right after everybody's complaining about all the shows across the world saying, oh my God, Justin has lost his sexy. I know he was bringing it back, but it failed miserably.
Right.
Flat on its face. And so it's weird that you just go, all right, how can we fix this? So you get the PR team, right? And they're like, hey, all right, look up lackadaisical, like look up exhaustion, because that's what you look like. And they're like, boom, let's go with the Lyme disease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Lyme disease sounds a little safer.
Yeah.
That you're putting something out there where your life's totally in danger or anything. Does that make sense?
Right. And it can last anywhere from 2 weeks to years.
Yeah.
So
you don't know.
You can just pull it out.
Play that one forever. Yeah.
And the thing is with HIPAA, obviously they can't go to his doctor and ask. So it's a perfect cover.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with he doesn't have it. And he's just horrible.
He's lost his groove, man.
He really has. I'm not kidding.
All right, we're going to make this show balanced, okay?
Okay, all right.
I'm going to say he's got it.
Okay, all right, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no way in hell, and they all just were like, yep. Go with Lyme disease!
I think he's got it. I think he'll reach out to the NSYNC guys. Uh-huh. I think they'll set up a whole residency thing over there at the Sphere.
Yeah, but you can have it for years.
And I think they're going to call it the Lyme Tour.
Well, maybe it'll be sponsored by Limeade.
Okay, enough. All right, we've poked this one enough.
Fine. Did you guys see this? HGTV has lost half of its viewers in the last eight years. They're saying the reason why they canceled 7 shows all of a sudden is because people are burnt out on remodels and all. You kind of called this remodels. You can only see so many and like flipping houses and all that crap. And so that's why they've canceled these 7 shows, because we can only see so many islands and courts and, you know, Calcutta and all that stuff.
And like any trend, when something takes off, you get bombarded with it.
Yeah.
And it's so easy to get a fatigue factor going, too.
Correct. And
that's
so
where we are.
Now what they're trying to do, HGTV, is trying to reposition itself. They're doing things like Zillow Gone Wild. Zillow Gone Wild is something on Zillow, which is the weird houses of the world that are for sale. And a couple of Colorado houses are going to be on this show, featured on this show, Zillow Gone Wild, including some dome house. I don't know where this dome house is. Another one is that rock house where the rock is built in it. And so that's some of the shows that they're going to be doing now. Also, on that same wheelhouse, Bear Paint has named its Paint of the Year.
Paint of the Year?
And Martha Stewart said it is fabulous.
Let me guess.
Okay.
Purple.
No, but it's in that area.
Oh, it is pink.
No, it's kind of the other way.
Oh, red?
No, kind of the other way.
I don't know what else goes with purple.
Okay, well, it's a
black.
It's a smoky jade.
Smoky jade.
Smoky jade. So it has blue and green. It's like blue and green combo, and but it's really smoky. It's like a really, really dark teal with a little bit hint of black in it. It looks like. And Martha Stewart said it's the most fabulous color she's ever seen.
Reminds me of a girl I dated once. She smoked a lot.
Was her name Jade?
Yep.
Smoky Jade.
Yep.
Well, the name of this paint color is?
Smoky Jade.
Nope.
Oh.
Hidden Gem.
Hidden Gem.
Yeah. J-I-M.
No kidding. Hidden Gem.
It's not G-E-M.
Hidden Gem.
Yeah, Hidden Gem. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And then finally, Chris Lee, back to reality. They have announced their new show with the promo. It's going to be on Lifetime. Again, if you know, Chris Lee's knows best. Todd Chrisley and the mom, I forgot her name, but they have a new show, and it's called Back to Reality After They Were Pardoned. And here it is.
With my parents gone, our household is completely divided.
Savannah, how many people have to hear this, but we still don't see any action?
Oh, them.
I told my parents, I don't know if it can ever be repaired, honestly.
Well, we survived.
We survived.
The honeymoon wears off very quick. Do not underestimate who's coming back.
You haven't seen your spouse for 3 years. It's never going to be like it is before, and if they say that, then that's not true.
I want people to know the truth, what actually went down with my family.
I'm looking at this as me exposing the truth.
And depending on how long this interview goes, you might see more than what you bargained for.
Man, that was quick.
Yeah.
From the jailhouse to the penthouse, man. Quick.
And my the girl that cuts my hair, she was saying that one of the things that he said, you know, that like they said, they haven't seen each other for 3 years. And when he saw his wife with like brown hair instead of blonde, he said he wanted back in the jail. And I told her, BJ said he wanted to be back in the jail because he's gay.
Yeah, that's what I did. I say it like that?
No, I think I did.
Oh.
Yeah. Whew. I just think you said he seemed sad that he's out of jail.
Yeah, either way.
You made it more nice.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. I softened it a
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't.
No, you were hardcore about it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
He's gay. He loves
like,
jail.
He keeps like dropping the soap at home and looking over, and there's his wife. He's like, you don't do that.
No, no.
What in the hell?
Doesn't work here. But I was nice.
You were nice.
I said he misses prison. Maybe yeah. It's the food.
You know, you're a better person than me.
I know.
Hey, did we still have bags?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't talked to the boys in a while. Hey, boys, give us a call. Yeah. Hey, boys. The boys.
In case you don't know, we have the Alice vehicle now. Is that what it's called? The Alice vehicle. And it's out at the River Point.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like a zoo out there.
Yeah, it does.
It does. And
hundreds of bags to give away.
And Schmidl is single and looking to mingle.
Yeah.
So give them your digits, too. Right?
Yeah.
Are you just staring at something?
Yeah, I'm waiting on the phone to ring.
Oh, okay.
I'm waiting on Carson to call.
Because I don't feel like you're focused.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, okay. All right.
There he is.
And it's out at the River Point.
You got to turn down the radio. Hey, turn down.
Hello?
Okay. Hey, Carson.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, buddy. How you guys doing out there?
We still got bags. But we already got rid of a bundle. A bundle's already gone. It came fast. But we still got more bags. So more people want to come down. You're in the area. Come on down.
Perfect. Got to get rid of these bags.
Yeah.
We want them out there. We want them in grocery stores, man.
Nice.
We want the logo to be shown everywhere.
Yep.
So if you're in that vicinity,
right.
River Point, behind the Chili's.
And we're right behind the Chili's. The guys are restriping the parking lot. We're kind of in their way, but it's okay.
Yep. Well, yeah, because here's the thing. I don't want to drive in that parking lot if I'm going to get white paint all over my car.
No, it's okay. Where we are, they'll be fine.
Okay.
No, right. No paint will get on your car at all.
Okay.
I promise.
All right.
All right, guys. River Point, behind the Chili's.
Yeah.
Coming off of 285 there in Santa Fe. You'll find it there. Boys are there with the bags, tote bag, a bonanza on a Friday morning with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
Thank you. Have a good one, pal. Have a good one, man.
Oh, listen to them. Working the crowd.
Really nice.
Oh,
yeah.
They're pros.
BJ and Jamie.
Busy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It's Friday, though. Right, you know, we get this out of the way.
Yeah.
We got a couple of days to sleep in. Back here on Monday. So everything's going to be okay. It's a BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today's been a big blowout. It's the tote bag bonanza.
It's over.
Oh, man.
It's over. So, and I know I see you people that are driving towards that way. Well, it's over.
Carson, can you call us?
I told him that. I told him to call. Oh,
I hate to act angry, but come on, man.
We're not angry. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's over. They're headed back.
Man.
So
we had 150 bags out there.
Yeah, and they're gone.
All gone within 20 minutes.
Yeah, they're gone.
It's pretty cool, man.
That is cool.
Stopping in there.
Yeah.
That guy that was on strike, he's striping, but on strike. That was crazy.
What?
I don't know.
Literally, you did miss it.
Here
you guys can go to our podcast because Carson got it so mixed up that he thought a guy was on stripe. He was striping. I mean, striking. See, I can't even get it right. He was striking, but no, he was striping. He was painting the parking lot.
Yeah. So he was working, but Carson thought he was on strike. We're not the sharpest when it comes to morning shows.
No, we're not. But
pretty
we're
damn,
fun.
Pretty damn entertaining,
but
though.
We're fun.
But we're not sharp, that's for sure. Carson.
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Great job out there.
Good job.
You guys killed it.
Hey, we're officially out of bags, but like it's kind of sad because this guy just pulled up, and we're going to give him some Alice swords that we have in the back.
We have swords.
Like foam swords. Foam swords.
Alice foam swords?
We have foam swords.
Oh, man, do I have an idea for next Friday.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
No.
Slinging swords.
No, we're not doing it.
Yes, the BJ and Jamie sword giveaway. Oh, I can't wait till next week. This
is
crazy.
It's like a consolation prize.
Oh, I had no idea we had swords.
That's the dumbest crap. I mean, I thought bags were bad, but now we have swords.
Why do we have swords?
I think we got them at like the Renaissance Festival one year or something.
Oh, we're giving away for Renaissance. Huzzah.
What else is in there? Let's go through it. Let's see what
we
else.
We got a couple of tents we can give to people.
Tents. Guys. Pop-up tents.
Yeah, yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, there's probably a card table in there.
What about chapstick? normally, for some reason, chapstick's a big giveaway.
Well, we got a lot of Belco chapstick.
Right here in the studio.
Yeah. Oh, we got nail file, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Alice nail file.
Who doesn't have those? Our budget's huge.
That's some crazy stuff. So what was it like out there?
It was crazy. Honestly, when we showed up, I kid you not, there was probably 25 cars in the parking lot waiting for us.
Oh,
and people were running to our car, and it was just a mad scramble after that.
Yeah. You sounded a little nervous. I'm not going to lie.
I didn't know if we were going to run out in like 5 minutes and then have people just hounding us for these things.
You thought you'd get beaten up.
You did.
Well, thank God you had no swords. Yeah, I'm sure you were relieved after you saw those, because you had a backup.
Yeah, he fought back the ground.
The guy was happy for anything. Okay. Now we're trying to get out of here so that we don't get stopped by anyone else.
All right. Well, get the heck out of there.
You're not exactly incognito in that van.
Swing through and get me a sandwich or something.
Oh, my God.
What?
You don't need a sandwich. Starving. You don't need a sandwich.
I'm starving.
Don't get him a sandwich.
Some type of sandwich.
Go get him
a sandwich. Barbecue or something.
Barbecue?
Or some fried chicken or something. Yeah, I'm starving.
You know it's 8:10. There's no barbecue open.
Oh, really? Really? All right, great job, you and Schmidl. Nice. Thank you so much. And to all you people that showed up out there at the River Point, thank you. Thank you at River Point, although they had no idea we were coming.
Right.
But thank you, River Point, for putting up with us this morning. We never let them know.
No, yeah.
All right, so we appreciate
it. And I'm sure your insurance probably covered the whole thing. It's probably okay.
I got an idea, Jamie. All right, bye, Carson.
Bye.
Bye.
You did a great job. Bye.
Extra sauce on the sandwich. Bye. Got an idea.
Okay, what?
Next week we go north.
North.
Let's go north. Let's take the vehicle, put the two boys out there again.
Yeah.
We'll have swords. We'll have more bags, and let's go to like Thornton or somewhere
Thornton?
Up in there.
You want to go to Thornton?
Well, I'm just saying, let's take the tour a little bit more north.
Okay.
Because in this area, and then next week, we don't have to put as much emphasis on it.
You know, my favorite town is Arvada.
You like Arvada?
I love the Arvada. I love everybody.
We can do Arvada.
You know, there are my friends in Arvada. I love everybody in Arvada.
We could put all the cities up on a wheel and
let's do that.
Spin the city.
That's a great idea.
Spin the city for the bags.
Yeah.
And do Fridays.
It's like Sex in the City, but different.
No, it's nothing like Sex.
Hey, by the way, can I talk to you about something else? I'm kind of over the bag talk.
All right.
What did you do with Tony's fishing poles?
I have no idea.
This is crazy.
I'm being honest. I really don't know. I went.
Let me explain what happened.
I can't remember even when I got him.
Let me explain what happened. So Tony, who was my CPA, he said, hey, I missed the bags. I live over blah, blah. And I go, and I told BJ. And BJ goes, I'll drop some off at his house. We live really
close.
He's
my neighbor, yeah.
Yeah, we live really close. And then Tony said, want to bet?
Yeah.
Which was really funny because I know you'll forget to drop him off like you said you would.
He'll have him by Christmas.
And he said, can you also remind me he also has my fishing poles? So I told BJ, hey, Tony says you have his fishing poles. And you're like, what fishing poles?
Yeah. I'm baffled by the fishing poles. I really am.
Well, you borrowed this camper, and I remember you bringing you brought the fishing poles in so we could all play with them. I don't know why, but you did.
I can't remember my kids' names, okay? So I can't remember these fishing poles. I will say there is a fishing pole in the backyard on the patio that Frog plays with, but I had no idea that was Tony's. I don't remember.
So you realize like a fishing pole is like a driver. It can run anywhere from like $300 to like $1,500. Yeah.
Fishing pole?
Yeah.
How much?
They're carbon fiber. Are those carbon fiber?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
They can be really expensive.
I'll try to find them.
Okay.
I'm going to try to find them. I really am because I feel bad about it. I'm not the type that borrows something and not take it back.
I mean, like if you go to Walmart, you can get the little kid ones, you know, what's it called? You know, the frozen ones or whatever. I mean, those are like, you know, $20, something like that. But if he... Knowing Tony, he gets good stuff.
Yeah, he gets good stuff. Yeah. So I would say they're pretty good. And I do feel bad about this, Tony.
You just
so
said that your kid was playing with one of them in the back.
But I didn't realize it was Tony's, is what I'm saying. I just thought it was an old rod that I had, you know?
You just have old rods? That's you, Mr.
I do.
Fisherman?
No, I have about four or five old ones
that
I brought
up. Why didn't you use them?
Because they're for deep sea fishing. I brought them up from Florida, from Tampa.
Those are really expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're so old, they're probably rotten, too. Okay. But I'm a little confused about the fishing rod. Right. And I didn't do it on purpose, Tony. I'm telling you right now, I don't like people who borrow stuff and don't take it back.
Okay.
I don't.
All right.
And I don't want to be that guy.
Well, you are.
I know. It's bothering me. You don't have to pounce on me. This is all news to me.
I mean,
this
I love the
you
words.
Took a happy fat day, Jamie, and you're really turning it on me right now.
I'm just saying, words are fine. Actions are different.
Now, do you, when you borrow stuff, are you pretty good about getting it back?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that aren't.
I know. I let some lady borrow my, she was going to some event downtown or whatever, and I let her use my gun headphones. You know, the Cabela's that turn off, you know.
Yeah. The for silence.
She would, and those are like $200, you know, and some of them are 50. But anyway, and she didn't return them. And so I texted her. I'm like, really?
I hate that.
I do.
And
too.
I'm being that guy right now. So I'm hating me for it.
Well,
but I don't like where people take advantage.
I know you don't like it, but
on
you're doing
purpose.
It.
And some people do it on purpose.
And I let my kid play with that that carbon. Yeah, that's fine.
Tony, I'll bring you some bags because I don't know where those damn rods are.
Oh,
I have
God.
No idea, but I'll bring you some bags.
Now maybe. People in Thornton are mad at me.
What?
They're like, he said he's come to Thornton, Jamie. Don't change it to Arvada.
I was going
to
take it to Thornton. I wanted to get a little bit further away and maybe go up that way, Commerce City or somewhere up in that area so that we'd hit a bit of a, you know, a little different shot in the metro here.
Remember Arvada brought us all that stuff. And
I know. We can make Arvada. We can stop there on the way.
Okay.
Toss out a couple and then keep on going up to Thornton.
Okay,
you know,
fine.
Look, we have until next Friday to get the game plan together.
All right.
We won't disappoint. Okay.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on Friday with the weekend dead ahead. All right, weather for the weekend, partly cloudy, upper 80s, not bad at all.
I just got to notice that I'm going to get a thunderstorm.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I did.
Let me go look.
I just got to notice it says scattered thunderstorms.
Yeah. With a chance of rain. You didn't let me finish.
If you missed it this morning, it's so sad. So the people that are working on a road in front of our subdivision or whatever, they, you know, the first day they didn't paint because we were told we were going to get a big old thunderstorm, right?
Yeah.
We didn't get anything. Second day, we didn't get anything. They didn't paint. So yesterday they painted all the stripes and the guy in the bike lane, he is a big blur.
Yeah.
Because
it
rained.
Yeah. Would you know it?
He's not even a bicyclist. He's just a white like smudge mark. And
correct.
It just smudged all down the streets.
You're going to have to redo everything.
I know.
Now.
It's so
man,
weird.
Oh, man.
Did you tell me, luck. Was it you that told me that they admitted that they just can't predict these thunderstorms? Was it you? Somebody said that they read something where the meteorologists are like, listen, because of the way the mountains and everything and these systems, we just can't predict them.
Yeah, well, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I said it or not, but yeah, they say that here in Colorado, where we sit specifically, well, I'm sure Colorado Springs too, but where we sit, that it's virtually impossible. They don't know if it's going to stop and dump when it comes over the mountains or if it's going to go east first.
Well, here is some research that they do know as I switch gears. You ready? This one is kind of, I am shocked by this research.
Yeah.
I just got this. And this is...
You would have never guessed this.
Ever.
No.
Like ever.
I don't even know how they thought about doing this research because it's so far-fetched to me.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
You're right. All right. So, and sorry, I know it's going to be a little iffy and stuff, but women who drank heavily, wait for it, had a 50% higher risk of unwanted pregnancy.
Makes no sense.
Oh my God. What?
Makes no sense.
What?
It's got to be wrong.
What?
Got to be wrong.
They researched this, and that is crazy. It says, women who drank heavily had a 50% higher risk of unwanted pregnancy.
Yep.
I don't even.
Boozer babies.
Compared to those who just drank moderately or not at all.
I don't get it.
I
do not get it. You got to spend money. Well, how do you even think of coming up with something like that?
Right?
I mean, that women that leave a bar with a guy that they met because they're all liquored up.
And then
have
they
more
got
babies?
Yeah, and then there's the other part of this research.
Huh.
Researchers found that the heavy drinkers actually had a strong desire to avoid pregnancy, however, still experienced more unintended pregnancies.
Is that wild or what?
<That's so stupid. laughs>
That is unbelievable.
Who paid for this research?
I don't know.
All right, so I'm a heavy drinker. I don't want to get knocked up, but I got knocked up. Oh my God, this is crazy. Let's research it.
I don't get it.
Oh, look, it's Carson.
Oh, Carson, hey, Carson. Spadil are back.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey, how'd it go? No.
Wait, before you tell me, I am so sorry. I just did the rudest thing to you.
What?
I took your charger out of your computer and put it in my phone.
Well, I'm glad I could help you out. It's okay. I'm fine.
There you go.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was crazy.
Yeah, it was wild, dude.
I was so disoriented because there was literally people running for our vehicle. I literally put it in park and there was like people already taking bags out of the back.
Yeah, they were sprinting for the van. It was insane.
Oh my God. That's
how
so
many
funny.
People followed you there?
Five.
Five cars?
Five cars.
On I-25.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty impressive. And let me say that people are on their way to work in the morning. It's really difficult to get 75, 80 cars into a parking lot somewhere for a couple of bags. You know what I mean?
I was blown away,
and,
man.
And for people to show up like that.
I was wrong.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wrong. Yeah. I was like, nobody in hell is going to pull over from their commute to work and go pick up a $2 bag.
You won't even believe this because someone drove from Thornton.
Oh, my God.
We had someone show up from Thornton.
Yeah.
To get it back.
Yes. I'm sorry. I was wrong. You were right, BJ.
Yep. Big old bag blowout. What a success.
It really was, man.
Oh, my God.
That's great. Great job, guys. Yeah. Really good job. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. I think we're going to keep the tour going. Oh, I think we do it again next Friday.
Yay!
Yeah.
Yay.
I think so.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. Man, more and more people are coming out questioning this whole JT thing, man.
What's going on?
Well, they're saying that, just like you and I said, it seems a little suspicious that you've gone through 2 weeks of headlines.
I just called him out and said he doesn't have it.
Well, seems like others are agreeing with you then.
He says yes.
I guess you didn't beat around the bush, did you?
No, I said he doesn't have it.
He's had some problems. Okay, DUI, drinking, all that.
And that girl, he said he was drunk when he was like fondling that girl.
Yeah.
Some people are saying online, and I guess Jamie is too, that the Lyme disease line is a kind of a go-to for Hollywood actors and actresses who are having a little bit of problem with substances.
Makes sense, because you say you're tired, right? You have a headache, you have brain fog, all the stuff.
And it's one of those things, according to this, that the symptoms come and go. You can get them, and they can be gone. And they can be gone up to years, you know, a couple of years, 3 years.
Or you can have them for years, or you can have them for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's an easy go-to disease that you can just use at your convenience, I guess, right?
It reminds me of that Epstein-Barr stuff. I'm always suspect of Epstein-Barr. It's another disease.
Yeah.
It's called Epstein-Barr, and you're just real tired. I have that all the time.
Extreme fatigue.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't have told you that.
Why, you think you have it too? Yeah.
Yeah. I do.
I'm just saying. I mean, I believe it's just my ex-husband's... So my sister-in-law, I guess she would have been, she had Epstein-Barr, and he's like, she's just lazy. That's not nice.
They had a guy sing the national anthem last night. Spadil, did you ever find that audio? Because we asked for it earlier, but I don't have it.
I got distracted with the bag thing. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? That bag thing was, I mean, did you get any phone numbers?
No. I did have a bunch of women tell me that I was super hot, though.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. They told me that you should not make me sound so ugly on the air.
Aw, see? Yeah.
Well, I feel like we shouldn't give free bags to people who lie to you either.
Why can't you stop yourself?
Well, they say that to him to get a free bag. They wanted an extra bag. That's what it was about.
Don't feel bad. Remember, I said that Slacker's looking great lately, right? Uh-huh. And he's like, it's a spray tan.
He's a self-tanner.
So don't feel alone.
No, yeah.
Right. You can tell because he drives a Tesla. Tesla drivers are self-tanners. Yeah. No, buddy, you did a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. I am surprised you didn't get numbers, though.
Can we tell what happened, like that funny thing that happened? What? Okay, so here's what they were telling me. So this guy walks up, he gets his bags, right? He goes back to his car, he gets his Whole Foods bag, which those are pretty big, and he's like, see, this is a real grocery size bag. Tell BJ he can F off!
He was not happy, yeah. Dude.
Really? Over the size of the bag?
Uh-huh. Actually, there was a lot of people that commented that you hyped up the bags way more
than
he
calls it like a duffel bag. That's why I kept saying it's a grocery bag. It's not a duffel bag.
All right. For you people that have that opinion, you know, they probably deserve an apology. You can bite me.
Most people were really happy with
that. Yeah, up yours and bite me. How about that? It's a nice bag.
It is.
Yeah, but you were like making it sound like it has a zipper and like side pockets. Yeah. It's a
tote
grocery.
Bag.
Yeah, tote is not the right.
That's what throws it off.
When I think of tote, I think of those beach bags.
Right, they have pockets on the sides.
Yes.
A tote is different than a grocery bag. Way different.
Not in my world. When it's free and you're giving it away, you got to hype the hell out of it. I'm in the hype game, man. That's what I do. I'm a hyper.
I mean, like a tote is what you would take to a beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has a side pocket.
Right.
It has an inside pocket. It's a tote. It's like, we're giving away grocery bags.
Next week, I'll change it to grocery bags. Come and get yours.
I know it's not as glamorous.
No, it's not. It's not.
But it's more honest than a tote. Or a duffel.
I mean, let's be real. He doesn't care. We're the ones out there.
Yeah,
people
right.
People are going to go after us.
That's true. You're right. In fact, next week it'll be leather duffel bags.
I'm going to write that down. Leather. Man, that's got a good ring to it. The BJ and Jamie leather duffel bag.
Yeah. Please no.
Free.
Please no.
Two to each person that shows up will be in Thornton next week. We're going to be there with our leather duffel bags for you.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm going to need some electrician's tape. I got a loose wire.
No kidding.
Yeah, sure do. All right, anyway. I'm worried about Alec Baldwin. Now, I don't like Alec Baldwin, but I am worried about Alec Baldwin.
Why are you worried?
Because it's gone viral. He's on Instagram, and that Hilaria, whatever her name is, that wife that he married.
The Spanish wife?
Yeah. Her. And the one that he has like 9 kids with, and he's doing the TV show with. She puts her foot in his face and demands that he rub it. And he did it. It's just so...
That's crazy. That is crazy. We did that at my house last night. Lisa put her foot right there in my mouth.
In your mouth?
Well, near your face.
Wait, you just said in your mouth.
Right there at your mouth.
No, you just said that you're a
to
toe
kiss it.
Sucker. Who's creepy now, toe sucker?
For real, even I don't do that.
Yeah,
yes, you do.
No, not toes, man. I'm not a foot man. No, no.
Toe sucker.
Oh,
you're
man.
A toe sucker.
Who knew BJ Harris was a toe guy?
Yeah, no kidding.
Bring it.
Did you
watch this video?
Well, I am right now. If you can get the audio, if it's clean, will you get that for me?
Yeah.
It's just weird. She walks up to him. She's all seductive. And then she just sticks her toes in there. And she's like, rub them.
Yeah.
So it's just music, though.
Yeah, oh, there's no audio.
There's no mm-hmm. like them talking.
I mean, she has great legs. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking at them.
Yeah, it's just Celine Dion.
Oh, that's right.
But you know, he was just forced into doing this. He's like, we're doing what? And then she's like, you're going to do this.
Poor Alec. Remember when he was cool? It's all gone. And remember when we didn't know that BJ sucks on toes?
Cat's out of the bag, huh?
Yeah.
It's a new day. A new day has dawned.
Oh, God.
Bless. People's brains just shattered everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
When you watch this video, though, Alec looks like, what are you doing? What's going on here? What are we doing? It's just caught off guard.
The other thing that's gone viral is the spinning the wheel for a haircut. I don't know if you guys have seen it. I feel like it's East Coast. So this guy, it's actually brilliant. So this guy has a wheel and he has like a mohawk on there. He has fade. He has all different kinds of men's kinds of haircuts, right? Party in the back, those kinds of things. And these little kids, these teenagers, they go in and they're so excited. They spin the wheel to find out what kind of haircut they're getting. But he does make them call their mom. They have to get their mom on speaker. And then he talks to the mom and he's like, are you sure you want them to spin the wheel? And the moms are like, I guess. And it seems like it's weighted. The wheel is a little weighted Because all of them leave with a mohawk. Doesn't it seem like
and
it?
I love how the mohawks aren't even straight, though.
They're not even straight.
They're like crooked.
He just does them so fast. They're awful. They're absolutely awful. But yeah, it's spin a wheel for a haircut, and it's gone viral. And these little teenagers, they love it. They're like going in. They're so excited. They come in with their friends. They all spin the wheel. And he just, I mean, they don't even sit down in his chair. He just has them stand up, and he just... And it's gone viral. It's kind of crazy. This is a nutty story, which is, and Blake Lively had her deposition, which is not crazy. We knew that was going to happen. But here's the crazy part. Justin Baldoni went to the deposition and sat right in front of her.
Oh. That's cocky. That's a good move.
That is a good move.
That's a great move.
Yeah.
If you think about it, I mean, that tells me that he's probably in the right in all this. Because if you've got enough courage to go in and face a deposition where somebody else is doing it, and you want to look them in the eye.
It's against you.
Yeah, it's against you, $400 million, and you want to look them in the eye. That tells me that he's probably in the right on this thing.
Yeah.
It's a big move.
They said it was crazy. He did do exactly what you said. He just sat right in front of her, didn't say anything, didn't do anything, just stared at her and listened to her talk about how horrible he was.
I'm surprised they let him stay. Well, I don't know how long he did stay. I don't know if he was only there for a minute or two, but I'm surprised the other lawyers allowed that.
Baldoni's presence there was a shock, as he was reportedly not expected to attend the deposition, in which Lively answered questions under oath posed by both his attorneys and her own. Usually, it says, the judge oversees the case and gets a list of names. His name was not on the list, so they're not sure how he came there and sat through it all.
Yeah, I'm surprised that happened. Because you would think her lawyers would be all against that.
Yeah.
Right?
That's intimidation for her.
I agree. But he did it. So, well, this whole thing. Somebody just texted us. Our text line is 303-22-ALICE. I'm not even going to say the name of the sponsor right here because this is gross. You're not alone, BJ. Sucking toes is the best.
Yeah. Which is your favorite? Go ahead and text me. Big toe, little toe. The one in the middle. Which one's your favorite? Aww. Text me.
It's the piggies.
This little piggy went to market.
Yeah. This little piggy stayed home.
Yeah.
I bet it's the one that had roast beef.
Yeah. I don't even know that saying.
This little piggy went to market.
This little piggy, went to
this
market.
Little piggy stayed home. Home. This little piggy had roast beef. This little piggy had none. And this little piggy went, wee-wee-wee-wee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I don't even think I bothered to teach it to my son.
Yeah, it seems kind of... We've done it one time for Little Debbie, one time. And then I was like, this is, I don't know how I feel about this.
Why is this toe eating roast beef?
Yeah. If you really think about it.
I think it's cute.
It is cute. It's cute. All right, let's see here. This is a sad story for a Friday, so maybe I shouldn't tell you this. But more Americans owe more money on their cars than they're actually worth. That's sad.
Say what now?
More
Americans.
Oh, money on their car than it's actually worth.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's one of those, duh.
That's called upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you drive it off the lot, it's upside down.
It loses like, what, $20,000 or something?
It's not upside down, exactly. I mean, you'd think in 4 years, it'd kind of be kind of, yeah.
No, it's one of the worst investments you can make.
Well, I know that.
A car.
I know that for sure. But yeah. I'm shocked that people are upside down. I should think, But you know why? Interest rates.
Yeah, well, I'm
because
shocked.
Remember, you were looking at a car. It was 32%.
It was insane how much it was. Because I wanted like a $60,000 car, and it would have been like a $700 payment.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever owned a car that was worth more than what I owed on it. Throughout the payments.
I'm in that situation right now, but it's like the 4Runner that I have is actually worth about $10,000 just because it's a rare one, but I only owe $1,500 on it.
Yeah, my kid's the same thing with the Toyota.
Yeah.
So he's right side up on his Toyota. Those Toyotas are good cars. I'm a good, solid car. All right, let's hear. Did you guys see this? A 6-year-old boy was grabbed by a giant octopus at an aquarium.
This is crazy. Yeah.
That is crazy. His mom says the staff downplayed it, and she took pictures of his octopus arm, calling the marks big old kisses, and they took too long to help. The octopus started to come out up over the glass, and then it went onto his arm, and he has these gigantic bruises, and there's a suction onto his arm. She's filed a complaint, and wants the animal removed from interaction because I mean, it really sucked his arm.
It looks like those cupping marks.
Hmm.
It's your dream, BJ.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I didn't say anything.
I know.
I can't criticize an octopus.
This is kind of a crazy story. Elon Musk says the Boring Company, which is his company, has launched plans for the Music City Loop. It's in Nashville, and what it's going to be is a 10-mile tunnel system connecting downtown Nashville, including the convention center, to the airport, to the convention center, around all the bars, whatever. It'll be this loop with all Tesla vehicles.
So pretty cool.
We'll see how that goes. We'll see. Have you guys been seeing those? What's the car that I wrote? Waymo's?
Yeah, yes. Waymo.
Have you seen them crashing into each other?
Yeah. It's not good.
Oh, my God. The best one is the guy who has a tip truck. He's a wrecker, a tow truck, right? And he has this tow truck tipped to pull up another car. The Waymo takes the turn and goes right up on it. Just sits there.
Like a little ramp.
And yep. That whole plant thing, the driving, self-driving cars down in Texas with Tesla, nothing's going as well as they thought it would.
What's happening?
Well, it's just not taking off. They're having problems with the roads as far as the cars being able to stay on the roads. One thing, they're just having problems with it. It doesn't seem like we're quite ready yet.
I don't know. I love
it. It's a big deal.
I sat in Allison's car, then that Tesla, in the Y model, and I'm inching closer and closer and closer to pulling the trigger.
No, I'm talking about cars that have nobody driving.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about just nobody even in the car.
I think the Waymos are way better than what Tesla's got going on right now.
Tesla's having problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big problems.
But it will drive up to you, right? And pick you up, the Teslas will. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Who knew that we would even be this way? I mean, my kid and I drove everywhere in San Francisco in a Waymo. It was insane. I never in my life thought I'd be in the back of a car that doesn't. And the steering wheel turns. It's like a ghost is driving you.
It's honestly one of the craziest experiences I've ever had.
Isn't it? Like, you can't believe it.
Especially drunk, it really trips you out. I was terrified.
And then you honked the horn and got yelled at. Nice.
Oh, Brie almost killed me.
I bet.
She almost killed me on that one.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tabloid trash.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday.
Woo! BJ and Jamie.
You know, Jamie, I'm feeling a little bit selfish today.
Selfish?
Yeah.
What do you mean today?
Well, oh, that's real funny.
Yeah, it was funny. It was funny.
No, I just mean that, you know, I've made everything about the bags.
Yeah.
How you show up in a parking lot, you want to get them for free, first come, first serve, 150 bags, BJ and Jamie. These bags are unbelievable.
Our boss was like, holy crap, you had hundreds of people show up for bags in the morning?
Oh, yeah.
And he was freaking out, and BJ's all puffed up. Yeah, that's right. The bags are amazing.
Guess whose idea it was?
Yeah.
You know, doing all that. Yeah. Selfish.
So selfish.
Here's why I say that. Selfish. Today's Colorado's birthday.
You didn't even mention it.
I barely even, out of the gate this morning, I might have quickly said, oh, it's our birthday.
Well, no, you put it on the bags, and we're giving away presents.
Oh, yeah, I even used it for my bag
you
giveaway,
did. Did
I?
Yep,
I really am selfish.
Yeah.
Spindle, could you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you go online real quick here? Look up all the massive events that are going on for the Colorado birthday this weekend.
I'm sure there's all kinds of celebrations. No,
there's got to be a parade. You know there's a parade, Jay.
Isn't
we
it
have parades.
It's the 100th year,
149.
Right?
149. Yep.
149?
149.
Oh, well, that
remember,
count.
Next year is 150. No. They were going to do that bridge.
Oh, so next year will be a thing. This year's maybe not a thing.
It's still a birthday.
No, I know it's still a birthday, but it's not a thing.
I've been selfish. I've been promoting a bag all morning, and I've not been talking about Colorado's birthday. There's some big events planned.
I think it was 100. That's weird. Somebody else is having 100.
149.
149. Oh,
yep.
Oh, they've got cake. Somebody has cake.
But yeah, if you go down to the Capitol, there's cake.
They have cake at the Capitol.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd eat their cake.
Why?
I don't know who baked it.
Some cake baker. Yeah.
Well, we don't know. Could be Polis.
They'll have local vendors from 4 to 9 at the Union Station. Free activities like arts and crap.
Do they have face painting?
Oh, I'm sure they do.
What about toe sucking?
Oh,
Come on down for face painting and toe sucking.
Well, have you ever been around to the side of Union Station? Because around that side where the trains come in, there's definitely toe sucking.
You can probably work that out. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get whatever you want if you have crack.
What a fuck. Yo, you got a great.
Suck my toes. I'll give you some crack.
You got a great point there. I mean, just imagine you go down to Union Station for the big 149th celebration. Mm. You can get anything down there.
You can.
From face painting to crack meth.
Cake.
One side
at all. Right there at the Union Station. Just go around the back of the building.
And it says all. Oh, this is great. Oh. All Colorado state parks will also have no entry fee today.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool too.
I did see that.
Yeah, that's good because some of the, like Estes Park and those. They're pricey.
Yeah.
So that's a nice little deal.
Chatfield Reservoir, I think,
is
pricey.
I know, it is.
I think like $20 it seems, to get in there.
I had to, my son's dad has a big old boat, and so I had to drop my kid off. I left, and then I had to come back and get him. I was like, really? And they charged me both times.
No kidding.
Just to drop off
and
pick
up. Yep. They charge you both ways?
Well, no, I dropped him off.
Yeah.
And then I had to come back and get him. So it was two entries.
Oh, two entries.
Yeah. I was like, come on.
Well, that blows.
I know.
That's not cool. That's not cool.
I was like, come on. I'm in there for 4 seconds.
Seriously.
I had to wait in that line. Ugh. Sorry. Anyway, he had a great time.
Happy birthday, Colorado. 149. Oh, August 1st is your birthday.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, man. I forgot to play this. This is...
What?
Hang on. I forgot to play this because it may be the best audio I've got all morning for us.
What is it?
We've been busy. Colorado's birthday, bag blowout, you know, all this going on today.
Yeah, very busy.
But I've got a story here, Jamie, of a grandmother. She loves her grandson. In fact, when she got the notice on her phone that there's a tsunami headed their way, she took her little boy to the beach so that he could see it for the first time ever. What a grandmother. How many grandmas do that?
Yeah.
I mean, think about that. Grandma says, Schmidel, am I wrong here?
You're 100% right.
Wow.
This grandma said that her grandson has never seen a tsunami. And when she got the alert on her watch or her phone or wherever she got it, she immediately packed him up and off to the beach they went.
And when the reporter starts asking her about it, she's just like nonchalant. Like, yeah, we went and saw the tsunami. Like, that's something like you do.
Yeah, like, hello.
Yeah.
Why didn't you? Hello.
Wow.
You got to go see the tsunami. Nobody's seen one. Or he or she. Might be hard to understand. This is in Peru.
What?
I don't have the American
version. Oh, my God.
All the time for that?
Yeah, I don't have the American version. She's saying that we've never seen one before.
Yeah.
And he would really like to see one.
Okay.
I know Peruvian.
Isn't it time to go?
I feel like it's way past that.
I didn't have the
Isn't
American
it time
trend.
To go? Hit the button.
I got to play one more song. I got to play something else here.
First. Okay, fine.
But then we'll go.
Okay.
But then she took her grandson to the beach.
He'd
never seen a tsunami, guys. You could hear the love in her voice. Could you?
Sure could.
I mean, thanks.
BJ and Jamie.
All right. You'd never seen a tsunami.
You
little feller. She loaded him up with a beach towel.
Yeah, okay.
Beach umbrella.
All right. Okay.
I have the audio.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Right
we're
here.
Fine.
They're in Peru. We got to go. I want to thank everybody that stopped by the big blowout today with the bags.
Except for the one that said, F you.
That guy. Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah, you're lucky I wasn't there, pal. Oh,
a 1-2 punch in the kisser.
What are these, man?
Step into this.
Step into this. Yeah, Jamie, you're right. You're right. He's lucky, isn't he?
He is lucky.
All right, we got to go.
Okay.
Next week, we're going to do Thornton. We're going to go. We've already got the go-ahead for that.
Thornton.
Our boss was so impressed.
Was he not? He actually was.
He was blown away.
He's like, I cannot believe all these people showed up.
And next week, because this week we didn't say where we're going, not even the city. Next week we're going to Thornton.
Thornton.
Subway. I can't wait for driving down I-25 and I've got like 50 cars behind me and they follow me all the way to Thornton. We just it's just like a big train all the way to Thornton.
I hope that happens.
Well, and BJ has a new name for it. He was really oh my god. So listen to this. So, no, he's so into it and I'm over it. Like I literally am over the bags, right? He's like, "I got a new name, Jamie. I got a new name." I'm like, "Okay, cuz I have to appease him, right?" Like it's like he's, you know, he's special and I have to pat his head.
Good job, buddy. Good job.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag drop stop.
Oh, I like it.
The drop stop.
I actually love it.
There's a Thornton drop stop.
Come on, it's a drop stop, yeah.
Yeah. It's the BJ and Jamie tote bag drop stop.
It's not a tote bag.
Tote bag drop stop.
It's a grocery bag.
This is hot. Big. It's gonna make this is gonna make world headlines.
Really, world, wall to wall coverage.
Thornton. Okay. All I can say for you is buckle up. The drop stop is coming. Have a great weekend. Buckle up.
We're coming for you.
Hang on tight, girl.
Oh, all right, yeah. Have a great weekend. Bye. Did you say bye?
Yeah, bye.
All right, love you people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.